You're listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
July the 18th, 2019. So what should we do? What should we do? We have a Navy ship, the USS Boxer, in international waters. And then here comes a drone. Approaching, continuing to approach, closing within 1,000 yards, despite multiple calls to stand down. That's a threatening range. And at that moment, the USS Boxer fired and destroyed the drone, sending it into the water. President Trump says this was another effort by Iran to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce through the Strait of Hormuz. I call on other nations to protect their ships as they go through the strait and work with us in the future. So earlier tonight, CNN had one of the most thrilling things I've ever seen on TV. I mean, this was, I like to watch poker on TV. I like to watch World Series of Poker. I like to watch the World Poker Tour. And this was so exciting. CNN, a thrilling random draw of the 20 Democrat candidates for the July 30th and 31st Dem debates. See, they broke them into categories of, here are some that are probably the lower category. We'll go through them first. Then the middle category. And we'll draw a name and then a day. And then we got to the final four, the top four. And then we draw a name and day for them. And they stretched that out. It's like the poker dealer at the table. Everybody's waiting to see, is that next card going to complete the flush? And the dealer is in listening to someone in his ear saying, hold it. Hold it. Don't do it yet. Now. And he turns it over, and no, it doesn't. Everybody goes crazy. Well, that's what was happening tonight. It was just so exciting, if you're one of the candidates. But now it's all laid out. I mean, they were going overboard. You'd have somebody. They had an overhead camera. They had an overhead camera looking into the boxes so you could see that nobody's Mickey Mousing around. Good Lord. Here's what we got coming up in the next hour, and I'll tell you right now. Some Trump supporters, maybe many Trump supporters, are not going to like what I had to say about President Trump and what he said today regarding what happened last night at that North Carolina rally. But I've told you repeatedly, I'm going to call it as I see it. So if you don't like it, get ready to write in at Larry Connors USA Facebook or call in. And of course, those who hate Trump, they're going to love it. But we're not going to stop there. We're going to get into some of the members of the squad, as Nancy Pelosi refers to them. And while they're blasting Trump and saying he's filling all the rhetoric with hate speech, no, you need to hear what they're doing. In fact, in one case, one of them now comparing Israel to Russia, Soviet Union, and to Germany during the Hitler years. They have no problem with doing that. They think that's just fine. And also, we're going to talk about that face app. A lot of you might have been trying it. I see it pop up from time to time. Folks take a picture of themselves, and then it supposedly makes them look what they would look like 20 years from now. Before you use it, you should know there's something sinister about that app. You may still choose to use it, but I would not use it again and tell others do not use it until you hear this story coming up a little bit later in tonight. And also, we have some stories you might not have heard about Apollo 11, including a story about women sewing girdles and how they had a part in the Apollo 11 moonwalk. And then from Berkeley, City Council, more strange liberal think. It's going to make you just roll your eyes and say they deserve anything that happens to them. Before we go to the break, we had U.S. Marines and others, sailors, 1,000 Marines and sailors killed, 2,000 more wounded over several days of fighting the Japanese on a Pacific Ocean island, Tarawa. It was one of the bloodiest battles involving U.S. Marines, including members of the 6th Marine Regiment. Many were buried in mass graves at that site. We have been working to bring them back, to identify them. And now another 22 have been identified. And the remains of 22 Marines and sailors killed on that Japanese-controlled island during World War II came home to U.S. soil today. Welcome home. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington Environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
If you want to hang out, you got to take her out. Cocaine.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Here is your red meat. It centers on that shot last night, the North Carolina rally, shouting out, send her back, send her back. And it was shouted out every time President Trump listed one of the members of the squad, be it Congresswoman Omar of Minnesota, or Congresswoman Tlaib of Michigan, Congresswoman Presley of Massachusetts, or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. Today, President Trump is saying, I didn't really like that. And he also was saying, I started talking right away to try to get it stopped. Well, of course, you know that's going to be called a lie by the mainstream media. And I'm going to have to agree that they are more right than he is. They put a clock to it, and for 13 seconds as they were shouting, send them back, send her back, send her back, he just kept looking around the stage. Didn't smile, just kind of looked from side to side, didn't hold up his hand to cease it, did nothing. He didn't say it himself, but he didn't stop it. And today he's saying, well, I didn't really like it. Mr. President, all you had to do is raise your hand and it would have stopped. And you should have, because now they're using it against you. And not rightly so, because the whole thing's contorted and misdirected anyway. And in fact, as I looked at the crowd last night, all of them were kind of laughing like it's a joke. Send her back, send her back. It all started, of course, with that tweet he put out over the weekend telling these four congresswomen, why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? And I've reminded you, and I'll do a reset again. All four are U.S. citizens. The only one most recently from another country would be Congresswoman Omar, who came here from Somalia with her family as immigrants when she was a young teen, and then later she became a U.S. citizen. So if you say go back, well, she's not going back to Somalia. She's going back to Minnesota. And he could have said, go back and fix your states and come back and tell us how what we should be doing. But what he went on to say, they are viciously telling the people of the U.S., the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then, and here's the part that gets dropped every single time, then come back and show us how to do things better. That part you will never see on the mainstream media. And I've been watching people hitting me on Facebook and other locations, and they will drop that too. And I said, you're entitled to put the facts in, but you're not entitled to drop a key point when he said, come back. And I also agree that Trump was wrong to suggest they were all foreigners because they are not. Now, I can call that out. I can be honest with you. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I'm going to stick to the truth and the honesty of it. The problem with the mainstream media, they will not be that honest, because when they run his remarks, they're running simply, why don't they go back? Then they never get to that point and then come back. And they're not going to. And, of course, they're celebrating. They're celebrating all this crowd last night. And they've been saying today that the president, by being silent, is appealing to his base of hate. I don't have hate. And most, if not every person I know that's a Trump supporter, is not filled with hate. They're filled with the desire to see this country become great and powerful and be recognized and appreciated. But not hate. But of course, we're going to be labeled with that because that's the way the mainstream media, and they will not call out their own for such hateful remark. They will not call them out. Here comes Congresswoman Omar. And she's responding today on Capitol Hill for the remarks, send her back. And she said, if I was wearing a MAGA hat, if there was a Somali person wearing a MAGA hat, they would not be deported. But because I criticized the president, I should be deported. See, that's such a stretch. He never said we're going to deport anybody. He said, go back. And she said, I want to remind people that this is what this president and his supporters have turned our country into, that is supposed to be a country where we allow democratic debates and dissent to take place. Well, this woman, when I tell you about her resolution coming up, she does not want Democrat debate and dissent. She wants her way or the highway, pretty much. I had a Facebook comment come in earlier because I always put these programs in advance up to let you know what's coming if you want to add some remarks. And Gary says, Trump should have said first, if you don't like America, you should leave. I agree with that. That's what it should have been. And he has since said that. And that I discussed last night. I said, if you think this line makes someone a racist, then you're going to have to call me a racist because I'm going to say the same thing. If you don't love this country, leave. Pack your bags and leave. I'm not saying that if you want to disagree and argue and have elections and the other side, that's all part of it. But if it comes down to you just hate this country and you don't love this country, then leave. And this woman, out of all of the four that I just named, Omar Somalia, originally, she should be the most thankful person that she's living in this country rather than the hellhole of Somalia. Does she want to go back to Somalia? You can bet she doesn't. So here's what she did today. She's proposed a resolution. She didn't do it today, but I want to deal with it. I haven't had a chance to get to it. She proposed a resolution supporting the right to boycott Israel. And she likens the boycott of the Jewish state to boycotts this nation had against Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union when it was full communist during the Cold War. So she wants to take Israel and say it's equivalent to Nazi Germany and it's equivalent to communist Soviet Union during the Cold War. See, there are U.S. laws banning a boycott of Israel currently. She wants to push back against that law. Of course, the resolution does not explicitly name Israel or the pro-Palestinian boycott, divestment, sanctions movement, but they obviously know it concerns the Jewish state. She said, "We are introducing a resolution to really speak about the American values that support and believe in our ability to exercise our First Amendment rights in regard to boycotting." That's a hateful twist, an absolute hateful twist against Israel. And they only come, the left only comes to use the First Amendment and the Constitution when it supports something they're trying to do. Otherwise, they could give a damn about that Constitution. And in fact, Congressman Lee Zeldin said, "Israel is our best ally in the Middle East, a beacon of hope, freedom, and liberty, surrounded by threats. Shame on Congresswoman Omar for bringing her hateful twist on that reality, propping up the BDS movement, blaming Israel for all of its challenges." And again, the BDS is a pro-Palestinian boycott, divestment, sanctions movement. It's an effort to hurt Israel. And why? Because Congresswoman Omar had said some time ago, "Follow the money. We're paying and doing things for Israel because we give them money that we're selling out." I wonder what Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer has to say about that. Well, I haven't heard him say a darn word. He just sits in his office and remains silent. And he should be speaking out. Another senator is speaking out, saying, "I stand with Trump." And, of course, he's being immediately ridiculed and attacked. Please stand by.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA on 590 The Fan.
You ever look down and see a strange-looking bug in your home? What is that? How many more might be in my home? Well, you can go to Rottler.com and you'll be able to identify that mystery bug. And then, of course, immediately book Rottler to get rid of it. Of course, Rottler can also get rid of those common pests, ants, spiders, bed bugs, mice, moles. Rottler Pest and Lawn Solutions, serving St. Louis and mid-Missouri since 1956. Go to Rottler.com.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So CNN has plastered across the screen that Trump claims his racist tweets against four congresswomen played no role in the crowd chanting, "Send her back," reference to last night in North Carolina, which I discussed extensively earlier. 2 points here. Trump claims his racist tweets. They just flat say it's a racist tweet. And they're almost suggesting that Trump acknowledges when they write it that way. Trump claims his racist tweets. If you missed me calling Trump out for his remarks and his attitude today as to what happened last night, sucks to be you. You should go back in the podcast and hear the first part of this beginning program, because I called him out. And I know I'm going to hear from some hard Trump supporters say, "Why do you attack him?" I'm not attacking him. I'm just trying to make sure we stay on a level field, and I'm always going to look for the truth, the fair story, not like Don Lemon Fruitcake and Anderson Cottonmouth and the rest of those libs. I'm going to give you all of the story. And in fact, if they were giving you all the story, they wouldn't be focusing just on Trump and his tweet. They'd be dealing with what I just discussed with you. Congresswoman Omar wanting to create a boycott against Israel, our greatest ally in the Middle East. But they don't want to touch that. partly because they want to kill, I should rephrase that, they want to attack Trump and destroy him and make him unavailable for re-election and unelectable, they think. And, of course, the other thing, Congresswoman Omar is a Muslim, and they don't dare say anything against a Muslim woman. So a hashtag came out of that meeting last night, that rally last night in North Carolina. Hashtag, I stand with President Trump. It was trending nationally after the rally. Some 93,000 were tweeting with that hashtag by this morning. Another 7,500 tweeting, I stand with Trump. He's obviously got people supporting him. But the problem I go back to, or the issue I have, is the mainstream media and the liberals are going to continue to say it's all because he's getting support from racists, that that's the Trump base. It is not. It is not. And if so, how do you define black and other minorities, be even LGBTQ community, that support Trump? How would you define that? Oh, I hear you. Oh, they're just stupid. Right. They're not entitled to have their opinion. Senator Lindsey Graham is pushing back on reporters about everybody saying that Trump is racist. He said, he's not. He said, Trump says, basically, love this country or leave it. That's not racist. And I agree. He didn't call them out by their gender, nor their race, nor their religion. He just said, basically, if you don't like this country, leave. And of course, you got the left saying, well, you want to deport those you disagree with. Not at all. That has nothing to do with it. Lindsey Graham said he is not racist. Now, you could disagree and fight that. That's fine. But what about some of the others? They're still coming in. They're lining up. They're all looking for a chance to poke at Trump. Poke, jab at him, throw another bomb. Even Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton. No, I got to have something to say. I got to twice failed. Let me stress that. Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton jumped in. And she said, democracy may be our birthright right as Americans, but it's not something we can ever take for granted. Every generation has to fight for it. And after last night's Trump rally, it's clearer than ever that time has come again. Yeah, Hillary Clinton, who wants to fight for our democracy, who wanted to say the Second Amendment, well, that's not really, you know, that's not necessarily a big part of the Constitution. Here comes Senator Warren saying Trump is desperate. We must initiate impeachment proceedings. They tried that the other day. That didn't work. So she thinks, well, I'm going to put that up again. I'm going to push that. And I will tell you, when they have the so-called Democrat debate, at the end of this month, this issue will come front and center stage again. Again. It will be long gone, except in the minds of those looking for a chance to, how do we capitalize on it to destroy Trump? Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez reacting to Trump's remarks at the rally last night, accusing him of using the rhetoric of racism that will evolve into violence against people of color. She said, I think part of the point is to target us. Now, keep in mind, this is the same Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who accused Pelosi, why are you singling out us four junior members or new members, freshman members, women of color? Why are you singling us out? In other words, she was accusing Pelosi of doing what now she's accusing Trump of doing. Of course, they tried to kissy-kissy, make up, but it's not over yet. And remember, of course, what was said the other day by Congresswoman Presley, one of the other four women. She was addressing the Netroots Nation conference over the weekend. And she said, we don't need black faces that don't want to be a black voice. We don't need queens that don't want to be a queer voice. She said, if you're worried about being marginalized and stereotyped, please don't even show up because we need you to represent that voice. In other words, what she's saying, all people of one color, all people of one sexual preference must think like she does or don't show up. If you're different, if you're the same skin color, don't show up if you're not going to be speaking what she says you should say. We don't need any more black faces that don't want to be black voices. Trump had made a remark like that. What do you think would happen? They would pull the race wagon would be on fire again. And I'm going to remind you what the other day, Congressman Lacey Clay, St. Louis Congressman, Missouri Congressman, in chastising Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when she was accusing Pelosi of picking on us women of color. And Congressman Clay said, how dare you pull the race card on Nancy Pelosi? If you had to pull the race card, then your argument doesn't have much merit. I could not agree with Congressman Clay more. Do you think the rest of the group around him and liberals in Congress would accept that? I'd say no, because they continue to pull it. And he will use it as he needs to, but not against their own. They don't want to do that. You can't use that. But here comes Senator Cory Booker. He's one of the ones who's going to be in those debates coming up later again this month. 2020 Democrat presidential hopeful Senator Cory Booker. And he says Donald Trump is using bigotry as a weapon. That's right. Just flat out saying that. Here's his exact statement. It's despicable in the sense of what he's trying to do. We know he's doing it now when power dynamic has shifted. The things he's been saying to Ilhan Omar, he's been outrageous lies about Muslims. He said he's preying upon fears and bigotry to propel himself forward. And he also then made a comparison of someone else in the past in a political party running for president. I'll give you the name of that person in a moment, but first let me share with you what former Vice President Joe Biden said. He was at a gathering of black leaders in Los Angeles today. And he said the same thing. He brought up the same prior candidate's name as Cory Booker did. Biden said, Donald Trump reminds me of segregationist George Wallace. Yeah, George Wallace ran his presidential campaign in 1968. And he was shot in an attempted assassination during the Democrat Party presidential primary race in 72. So Cory Booker and Biden now want to compare Trump to avowed segregationist George Wallace, who was shot. Now you tell me who's suddenly trying to create violence and maybe put in the mind of somebody, Trump is just like Wallace. Maybe you need to deal with him just like you did Wallace. Wallace survived the shooting, but was in a wheelchair the rest of his life. I remember interviewing George Wallace when he came to town in the wheelchair and asked some tough questions. He didn't like my tone, but I'm going to ask the tough questions. But what I've got here is Joe Biden, former vice president, and Senator Cory Booker. You talk about throwing some grenades into a room and walking out. Let's just compare Donald Trump to George Wallace, who was shot, by the way. Does that sound to you like they're trying to encourage hate, maybe even violence? I just heard from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I read you a statement a moment ago. She's saying Trump is trying to create hate. Trump is trying to create violence. What did Biden and Cory Booker just do? They know what they're saying. They know if they can link him to George Wallace and that segregationist movement that, yeah, we made our point. And they continue to bang the drum along with their liberal friends and the liberal media that all of the Trump supporters are racist. I'm not a racist. Are there some that might be? Maybe. I don't know them because I don't associate with them. But then again, wasn't Biden recently called by Senator Booker and Kamala Harris that maybe he was racist? It comes back to bite them from time to time. I saw something happen today in Congress that I was absolutely angry beyond words for what was happening. And I'll let you know if my anger has subsided. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA on 590 The Fan.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. I need to correct something. My days tend to run together, and what I was angry over is what took place yesterday regarding a member of Congress. I'm happier today, but not fully satisfied. When 9/11 happened, first responders did their job. They rushed in, and many died. And many that survived have since come down diseases and illnesses and so forth directly linked to what they experienced. I'm not just talking about inhaling concrete dust and things of this nature. And don't forget what they were doing for days after that. They were going back into that, finding, removing bodies, bringing closure for families. Do you want to do it? Did you want to step up and do that? Well, there are about 2,000 firefighters, police officers, federal agents, and other first responders have died from 9/11-related diseases. And that number is expected to climb over time. So there was a fund set up for first responders, $7.4 billion. But it's expected to run dry by December 2020. And administrators recently cut benefit payments by up to 70%. Now, I know some are going to say, well, now, wait a minute. How do we know all of them are tied to what happened then? Maybe they've since come in contact with something else. I go back to the point, did you rush in to get anybody out of that building? Did you rush in to bring bodies out? Did you climb through all that rubble and the stench and everything else that was there, decaying bodies, to find what you could of a human being and bring them out? Yesterday, Senator Rand Paul decided to make himself a center part of a story. Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky. He did not want to suddenly just press forward and approve an extension and more money for this, because he started saying, hey, we have already, we're in debt. We're in debt in this country. We're in debt to $21 trillion. Yeah, I don't want to see our debt go up either. But I'm not ready, and I'm not willing. In fact, I damn well will not pin any concerns about money on what we do for these responders and their families, for what they did for us, 9/11 and the days after, the weeks and longer. He also had the support of Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah. And he referred to John Stewart, the comedian, of course, who came in with some of the first responders trying to say, you guys have got to listen to these people. You got to take care of them. He had joined with a former first responder who was working on behalf of 9/11 victims. And Senator Lee said, I know John Stewart. John Stewart is sometimes funny and sometimes informed. In this case, he's neither funny nor informed. I spent my entire Senate career putting forward, pay forward anytime spending is expanded. Now, I had to correct that. I don't know if Senator Lee said that or Senator Paul, but they were speaking basically out of the same mouth as far as I'm concerned. So I was very upset with that yesterday. And now today, I can tell you, senators from both parties reached a deal to move forward with a bill that would ensure that the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund never runs out of money. The vote will come next week. There is already an argument over one amendment that would cap the budget allocating funds to first responders who survived the terrorist attacks, to cap it, as if they know what's going to happen with these responders and even members of their family going 7 years forward. A spokesman for Senator Paul says, the senator's not blocking anything. He's trying to figure out how to pay for it. I'm all for that, but pick another issue, not this one. You cannot turn your back on those who went into those towers in the Pentagon and did what they needed to, what no one else wanted to do. Because in many cases, they're looking for their colleagues, their fellow firemen and policemen who were lost in that rubble. This is not the time to suddenly get all concerned about the dollars and cents. So I'm glad to say that as of tonight, they are going to fast-track the bill. They'll be voting on it next week, and they'll still have a more debate, I guess, over capping the amount of money. Listen, I don't want anybody to get any money they shouldn't get on any kind of project. And I don't know, we rely on doctors and their evidence if these first responders and their ailments are linked to the situation. I'm going to go with the doctor's opinions on that. I don't know that if after they die an autopsy proves, well, we were wrong, it wasn't that, it's something else. But I'm looking at their families who have lost a spouse, maybe not dead yet, but will be, in such shape now that they cannot be an active member. The quality of life is reduced substantially. There is no amount of money you can pay these folks to make up for the price it was paid that day. This is what we do too often sometimes with first responders, with our military. They do the job. They carry out the mission. They come back. And we end up wanting to ignore them. Give them a pat on the back, or in some cases, a kick in the butt. It's unconscionable. Totally unconscionable. In the meantime, pray for those surviving responders and their families and the families of those who did not make it. Lightning round when we continue.
You can follow Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA at Larry Connors USA.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer and can save you a lot of unnecessary fear. One client called frantic. A test sample for an indoor swimming pool showed evidence of Legionella bacteria. Well, that meant the entire pool would have to be drained, then washed with acid. But Wellington Environmental found the pool was safe. The test sample was a false positive. In another case, a homeowner said a buyer had just backed out of a closing. The building inspector claimed he had found evidence of mold in a closet. That could be scary. Could certainly cost the deal. Wellington Environmental found it was not mold. It was traces of asphalt from the wheels of a suitcase. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Till I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel's old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Time for the lightning round. Brought to you by John Beal Roofing. Repair or replace your roof before bad weather. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Well, the National Weather Service issuing a warning about a massive heat wave that's going to tip the U.S. out of the frying pan and right into the fire. In Illinois and Missouri and Iowa and Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, look for temperatures going at 113 and maybe up. New York probably reaching around 115. Stay cool, my friend. Well, I've got some good news and bad news here. Let's begin with the bad news. Here's a list of the top 10 most obese states in the nation. West Virginia, 38% of their populace is obese, followed by Mississippi, Oklahoma, Iowa, Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas, Kentucky, Alaska, rounding out the top 10, South Carolina. But I do have some good news, and that is U.S. preschoolers, according to one of the most recent studies, are getting less pudgy. This is a story you cannot make this stuff up. Folks that get hooked into meth and other drugs start doing some really stupid things to the point of killing themselves, obviously. And in some cases, encouraging others to kill themselves. Maybe as an accident. But this story, there are three overdose deaths last week in West Virginia that are linked to a meth alternative. West Virginia State Police say folks weren't able to get the meth that they wanted, so they worked to create a synthetic version of meth. He said, we're seeing it on the streets as people are making a synthetic type of meth. He said, for what I'm told, you can use it maybe once or twice and be okay, but the third time, when your body hits that allergic reaction, it can kill you. Users have allergic reactions. They get extreme swelling of the hands and feet, extreme erratic behavior. What are they using? Maybe we should shut down all of this. Maybe we should have people sign out for anything they're using to make this meth, like we do with some of those tablets at your pharmacist. What are they using? As I said, you cannot make this up. They are using wasp spray. Cans of wasp repellent. And using that to create a meth. Anything to do for people if they're going to go that far. There's nothing you can do. All right, so coming up in this next hour, there is an app going around. I've seen it. A lot of my friends have been using it. And some having fun with it. It's supposed to show what you would look like 20 or 30 years down the road. You know, one friend showed his current picture and showed a picture of George Clooney. Said, this is what I'll look like. I said, oh, well, really? Well, then at one point, George Clooney must look like you do now. And another one showing a picture of himself now and the same picture for 30 years down the road. Another one showing even regression, showing the face now and then showing a picture from 15 years ago. But here's something you should know. This face app that everybody's using and duplicating and sharing, if they're actually using the face app where it takes a picture of your face and you punch some buttons and it reorganizes your face, maybe you lose some hair, it gets gray, maybe your ears get bigger, maybe your face gets a little more pudgy, maybe it gets more gaunt. Everybody's having fun with it. But there's something sinister about that face app. And I will tell you about that coming up in the next hour. And also, some stories you might not have heard about Apollo 11. It was on this night 50 years ago, Apollo 11 was approaching the moon, preparing for a landing for tomorrow, for man to walk on the moon. Not tomorrow, 2 days from now, the 20th. And there's a story that maybe you haven't heard about how women sewing girdles played a part in that moonwalk. And then the Berkeley City Council, with some strange rulings, they're going absolutely bonkers in Berkeley. That's all coming up in the next hour of Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.